Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning. Introducing the show to our vastly more listening audience, truly is listener-supported radio. Excuse me. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. 40,900-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Homebase Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. We really thank you for your support and appreciation. And we're wrapping up today how to be an influence in business. And cover a couple points today. Be kind of brief today. Not feeling all that great today. Hey, those of you, if the weather's changing, make sure you wrap up and, you know, so you don't end up, you know, catching colds and other stuff. And I usually don't feel that bad. It's like a flu-like type symptoms coming on. And so, you know, I'm going to rest and get ready because I got a big, big program to do tomorrow. And I definitely got to have my energy level up. But I do want to complete this series and share a few points with you about how to become an influence in business. So let me knock those out and pardon myself and leave you with at least some thoughts for the day. And there will be no show tomorrow. Tomorrow we normally do Saturday. We normally do Your Opportunity is YTV. We will not be broadcasting that show tomorrow because we're holding a big event. And if you're anywhere near the Rocky Mount area of North Carolina, hey, you definitely want to come on out, be our guest. We're bringing in Level 2 National Sales Director, Mr. Malcolm Alexander, out of the Washington, D.C. area, who's a million-dollar earner in the company, and he's going to share what he does and how he was able to rise to that level in the business and, you know, what other people can expect to get out of the business by being involved. So if you're in the area and you would like to attend or, you know, you're close by, hey, send us a text at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. We'll make sure that you get the information so you know where we're going to be at, what times things start, and getting there. Okay, as we wrap up this series about how to be an influence in business, a couple of key points that I want to touch on today, a lot of good key points yesterday. One is sharing information. One of the things that's important if you have a team and you're working with people is people need the information. You have to share the information. You can't assume that people know where you're going, what the vision is, whatever. The information has to be shared so that everyone can buy in and get in on the same page and be supported. It's really interesting when you see companies and people that wonder why their company or their business is not prospering and not moving forward. And they say, hey, I'm a good leader. I say, well, does everybody have the same information? Has everybody been given the information? People can't buy into what they don't know about. So you have to support, and point of view as the leader, share the information. You know, it's so interesting how you can have a place. People bring people together to work on a project, and there's no staff development or no staff training. Just, this is what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, let's go do it. Oh, come on. People need to know, what it is they're supposed to do. What is the game plan? And it all starts with you, the leader, making sure that you share the information so that people can buy in and be supportive and know where you're going. Next is pursuing best practice. Oh, this is a big one. What are the best practices for your industry? What are the best practices, and how do you pursue that? You got to always be taking the high road, making sure you're pursuing best practices, practices that's going to empower your people and empower your company and your business. And again, it starts with that sharing the information so that people know what the game plan is and then from that, give them a list of best practices. This is the best way we can do that. Here's the best practice, sort of standards for what we want to do. So making sure that, the people are able to pursue best practices. Next is delegating responsibilities. This is another biggie. You know, too often, you know, people say, if you want something done, right, do it yourself. Well, you know, if you share information, you come up with best practices, then you can delegate to people. So you take some of that burden off of you, the leader. You can't run the show by yourself. You need a team. As we always say, it's teamwork that makes the dream work. So you want definitely be able to delegate responsibility so that other people can buy in and they feel good about being, you know, on the team and working hard because you trust them enough with responsibilities. And believe me, it comes back to you tenfold. People are like, wow, you trust me with this. You know, let me make sure I do a good job. Because you trust them with responsibilities. And then you show them what you do, which deals with exceeding commitments. You know, that whatever commitments you make, go beyond them. Napoleon Hill said, always do more than what you get paid for. And when you lead by that type of example, though, when you delegate those responsibilities, the people, they're going to exceed the commitments that you're looking for them to deal with in relationship to the responsibility that you have given them. They will go that extra mile. The reason they'll go that extra mile is because you've done the final thing, which, you know, is winning the hearts and minds of your people. Knowing that they can trust you, that they can count on you to be fair, to be right, to be just. And when you win their hearts and minds, then they will go the extra mile. They will be happy when you've delegated them with a task or assignment. They will actually make sure that they do implement the best practices. And then for their team, they will duplicate that process of sharing the information so that it helps everyone move forward. And that's how, you know, some things that you need to focus on in terms of influencing people in your business and on your team. And, you know, those are the points that I wanted to cover today. I hope you got a lot out of those. And, hey, we will have a show again Sunday where we're dealing with winning business culture. And then next week we're going to be focusing on the life and times of Mr. George Sathira, who's written several books, Black Folks' Guide to Making Big Money in America, Getting Black Folks to Sell, and Black Folks' Guide to Business Success. And, you know, we're going to break some of those down. We'll probably spend a week on each book, close the year out. George was a very good colleague and friend of mine, and, you know, he did one of his last public interviews was the interview that he did here on Base Business 101 back in 2010, about a week before he transitioned and passed. So we want to, you know, remember him with the year, the edges of the year coming together and, you know, and revisit some of his work and the relevancy of it today. So, hey, we want to thank you again, the 40,900-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home Base Business 101. And then wrap up our segment that we've been doing this week on how to be an influence in business. Hey, you have a blessed day. And remember, make sure you wrap up. You know, hey, you know, this is the time of the year with people catching those colds and the flus. And, hey, I got some stuff I need to take today so that I don't be incapacitated. But it's just I got a big day coming up tomorrow. So, thank you so much, and hey, looking forward to sharing and being back again with you. Being back on these airways again with you on Sunday morning with Winning Business Culture. Then next week, as we share and discuss life and times of Mr. George Sathira. So until next time, God willing, the creek don't rise. Hey, I'll catch you again soon. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.